The Way Out by Rachel Harrison. Performed by Grace Andrews, Steve Conlin, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, Carla Mendonca, Colleen Prendergast, David Seddon, and David Sibley. Part 3. Answers.
Saints Grace. Look at this.
Hallett stands at the threshold of a vaulted chamber that houses vast air recyc machines. Thick coils of tubing run between the machines, trailing across the deck and up into the rafters. Water drips down the walls and falls in columns from vent shafts, ringing off the deck. Hallett plays the stablite beam around, and it glances off every surface, showing him a thousand splintered versions of himself. Everything in the chamber, walls, floor, ceiling, and those vast machines, is covered with faceted crystal.
What am I looking at here?
I don't know. It shouldn't be this way.
Kosh's voice comes as a surprise, because Hallett half expected Suma to answer him, like she always does. The distant sting of grief that he feels comes as a surprise, too.
Could it be because of the cold?
It can't be. The water isn't frozen.
Is there another way around?
Not without doubling back a good way. We'll lose a lot of time.
We go through. Just stay sharp.
I always do.
Hallett moves into the room. His reflections all move too, all pointing their own las pistols back at him. As he walks between the machines, they surround him on all sides, like a squad of broken shadows.
Don't wander. There's no such thing as a clear line of sight in here.
Understood.
Hallett catches sight of Ark in the mirrors, drawing her sword. Kosh has taken a heavy-looking wrench from her belt and is holding it like a baton. Dovar has no weapon, and he doesn't look wary. The Navigator has a faint smile on his face that unsettles Hallett's more than any one of the mirrors.
This place unnerves you, doesn't it, Hallett?
You're damn right it does. If you had any sense, it would unnerve you too.
I have nothing to fear from my own reflection. Not like you, Sergeant.
Dovar's smile widens, exposing rows of graying, blunted teeth.
What exactly was it that took you so far from the front lines and brought you to the fortune's favor?
Hallett turns to face Dovar, to tell him to shut his damned mouth, but all he sees upon doing so is his own reflection. A dozen las pistols pointed back at him. The Navigator is gone. They are all gone.
Thrawn. I said not to wander. Captain! Kosh! Answer me! Fox, then. Oh, all right, then. No Vox.
Hallett is still for a moment, trying to understand how they could have got away from him. And that's when he sees it. Movement in the mirrors. A pair of hungry eyes, black, like sump pits.
Sit!
Hallett backs up against the wall. The crystals nick and jab at him through his fatigues. His hands are slick with sweat, and the pistol shakes as he trains it at where he saw the movement. Where he saw the eyes.
Not here. Those things can't be here.
Of course they can.
Hallett snaps the pistol across to the source of the voice. It is coming from one of the mirrors, where he should see himself, but instead sees Karzal. The lieutenant is pale and bloody, just like he was when Hallett last saw him on Verdia Prime.
Those things will be wherever you are, down, always following.
Hallett shakes his head, blinks hard, but Karzal doesn't disappear. He just stands there with judgment in his dirty glass eyes.
I will always follow you, Blue. Because you left us to die.
They left us all to die! Command cut us off on that rock with no reinforcements. They were going to bombard it. Said it was the only way to make sure those things were dead.
But you aren't dead, Aiendara. You left us. Admit it.
No, it wasn't like that. I had no choice.
Impossibly. Karzal comes closer. Halitz tries to keep the pistol trained on him, but he's shaking even more now.
Admit it.
Stop! Please! For Throat's sake!
But Karzal doesn't stop. He is so close that Halitz can see the mess that was made of him by those things. So much blood. The smell of it chokes him, and Halitz wants to run, but he can't. He can't even blink.
Admit it, Sarja.
Halitz can hardly breathe now. He can't think straight. Can't help but say it.
I left you! All of you. Believe me. I'm sorry for it. So damned sorry.
You left us to be consumed. You broke every one of your oaths. Now you will be consumed in turn. Flesh and bones and marrow and soul.
So much movement then. Movement in the glass, black eyes, claws and cutting edges and open maws, and Karzal's words echoing from every surface.
Flesh and bones and marrow and soul.
One of the things breaks free from the glass and leaps for Halitz with its clawed arms raised.
No! Got him, Brimley!
Farah Kosh lies in a crumpled heap at his feet, surrounded by shards of mirror crystal. The three Laz wounds in her chest send spirals of smoke into the air. Kosh is still breathing, or trying to, but it just pumps more of her blood onto the deck around her. Halitz sinks to his knees.
Oh, no, 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 Kosh. I didn't see you. I didn't see you.
Told you.
What?
This is it. The only way out.
What happened?
Just like before, the words happen of their own accord. Halitz can't help but say it.
I had to do it. She just turned. Tried to kill me.
Throne.
Halitz gets to his feet and checks the power cell of his pistol by habit. The cell's near empty. Two more shots, and it's done for.
We need to get to the core right now. Before this place claims any more of us.
Halitz nods. He has to tear his eyes away from Kosh. Her eyes look like dirty glass now, too. More mirrors. He finally takes a proper look at Ark and realizes something.
Where is the damn navigator? Refuge. Only the light will lead to refuge.
Dovar's path of light is so bright now, so terribly, achingly bright, it sears his eyes, all three of them. He cannot stop the smile that pulls at his face, though his teeth ache from the cold air. He's so close.
Only the light. The light will lead to refuge.
He follows the last set of stairs downwards. The light flows down them like molten silver, glimmering through the mist. He is aware that he left the others behind, but he does not care. They do not deserve what awaits. They are not Tide Tamers. They are not chosen. He is Aradash Ro, last scion of House Dovar, and he will have his due.
Refuge.
Dovar steps into the core of Refuge Station, the heart chamber. It is vast, the ceiling lost to shadows. In the center of the room is the station's main reactor, a great dark iron thing, lit and running. Dovar stops, the mist coiling about him.
I am here. I followed the light.
For a moment, nothing happens. But then the mist starts to change. It draws together like a tide rolling towards the shore, growing and changing and taking shape as it rushes towards Dovar. And then he finds himself face to face with it and sees that it is not an it, but a he, and one that he recognizes. The figure is tall and frail and graying, with heavy silver robes and a gold-lined scarf wound around his head.
Father?
Welcome, my son. You followed the light.
I did. Just as I was taught. Just as I was born to. But what are you doing here?
Waiting for you, of course.
His father turns away and sets to pacing the room. It is a habit that Dovar remembers from many a meeting with his father, from many a lecture.
I knew that you couldn't do it, Aradash. That only you could. Following the light requires great strength of will.
Then I have proved myself worthy. I may return home.
His father looks back. It is not just the golden thread of his house scarf that glitters. He does too, as though he is made of light.
Yes, the seat of Regent awaits you. You have honored your bloodline, Aradash.
Truly?
Truly.
But how will I leave this place? The ship I led here was destroyed.
We will leave this place together.
His father extends his hand. It is clad in heavy rings set with cut crystals. Dovar sees his own reflection in them and realizes he is crying. The tears look dark in the gemstone facets. Almost like blood.
Take my hand, and we can bring the station out of the nebula. We can go home. You can have your Regent seat, your blood light, as last heir of House Dovar.
But how? The station has no warp drive, no Gellar field.
There is a way, my son. Trust me, as I have trusted you. Take my hand.
There is a small part of Dovar that rails against the words and knows them to be false, but he does not heed it. He folds it small and crushes it, buries it, allows the larger, blissful part to take over, because he is finally getting what he has always wanted. Acceptance. Honor. To go home.
Yes. My blood right.
And Aradash Ro, last scion of House Dovar, reaches out and takes his father's hand.
Dovar, we have to move.
Ark runs through the mist with Hallett at her side. She follows the sound of screams, holding tight to her sword. When she reaches the stairs, she takes them two at a time, and at the bottom, she sees why Dovar is screaming.
No. Oh, no.
Saint's grace.
Something has hold of the navigator. A great shadowed shape that is at once solid and flickering. swallowing him up, suffusing him. Fog coils from Dovar's eyes and his mouth, and his limbs tremor in seizure.
The way out. This is the way out.
Dovar!
I can go home.
God, Emperor.
At those words, the something notices them both. Nine eyes, bright as flood lamps, turn their way.
Not again! Not here!
Ark's world narrows to a point, to the figure standing in front of her, who was not there before.
Hello, Karina.
Captain Sato Inali looks just as he did on that day. The day she made the choice that changed everything. He has that same warm smile. A trusting smile.
Sato? No. It's not you. This isn't possible.
Inali moves closer, and Ark catches the scent of half-bloom tobacco and gun oil. She used to find that scent comforting, but now it turns her stomach.
It is good to see you, Khan.
Don't call me that. Don't use that name as if you are him. You aren't. This isn't real.
Do you remember sitting on the bridge and watching the void, Khan? Smoking, laughing, singing songs.
Ark remembers. Of course she does. She also remembers that she kept the habit right up until the day she made the choice. Otherwise, he would have suspected something.
Did it hurt you at all, I wonder? What you did to me and my crew? To my ship?
You were hurting the crew, Sato. You were hurting me.
His face falls a little, and as it does, Ark tries to remind herself that this is not real. That he is not here.
I couldn't let you keep her. You were leading us aground, Sato. You had pledged us badly. Pissed off the wrong contacts. It had to stop.
You were beaten, Kar. I had already won the duel and given you the mark. You should have surrendered. That is how it works.
Not for me. Not for the favor.
She remembers it then. The sting as he cut the mark of defeat into her cheek. His smile, which had been warm even then. Trusting. So trusting.
I told you, nobody had to die, but you betrayed me to take what you wanted for yourself. Do you feel no guilt?
Of course I do! Every damn day! You were everything to me, Sato. Everything I wanted to be. But it's like you told me, when you're out in the void, you have to put yourself first!
Ark draws the saber in one smooth motion, the one that was once his. She drives it through Sato Inali's chest for the second time, right to the hilt.
No matter how bloody that gets your hands.
For the second time, Inali dies in her arms. Ark sinks to her knees, feeling his blood soaking into her clothes. A tear rolls down her face and she blinks it away. And then Inali is gone. And she is left holding nothing but the saber. Ark turns to see Halix with his back against the wall. He is clawing at his own face with his hands, the las pistol lying beside him. Ark crawls towards it. A thousand horrors cycle before her eyes. She hears the screams of those she has killed and sees the families mourning the dead. She sees Varro take his own life, the favor splitting along her seams, then last of all, Inali once more. Not dying, but sitting beside her on the favor's bridge, saying the words that cemented her plan to mutiny, the words that got him killed.
The favor is so much more than a ship, Karina. She is freedom.
Ark gets her hands on the pistol and points it at Dovar and the thing that has hold of him. It has nearly swallowed him up. The navigator is almost all shadow.
Shoot, please. It wants to use me to get out. To feed.
The pistol shakes in her hands.
Yes! My Emperor's tears!
Ark pulls the trigger. The first shot punches right through the shadow without harming it. The second punches right through Dovar's skull, through his navigator's eye. shadow drops, Dover. Its floodlamp eyes go out one by one, and then it boils away altogether, blowing clear like smoke from a fire. Ark drops the empty pistol.
Get up, Karina. Get up. There will still be a way out. We just have to get to the overrides and send the distress signal. Someone will come.
Ark turns at the sound, and her heart sinks to her boots. She runs to the bulkhead door and slams her hands on the glassaic of the viewport.
No!
On the other side, Halitz looks back at her. His face is a mask of blood from where he has clawed at it.
Halitz! What are you doing? Open the door! That's an order! Throne, damn it! Open the door!
She sees the conflict in his face, the want to do as she says to obey. Then she sees him bury it.
No. I can't open it. Those things will get out.
Ark thumps the emergency override for the door. Nothing happens. On the other side of the glassaic, Halitz holds up a torn handful of cabling. Smoke curls from his burned hands.
Yes.
Please!
He puts his free hand on the glassaic for a moment. His eyes are wide and dark.
I'm sorry, Captain.
He turns away from her without looking back.
Stop! Come back! You throne-forsaken traitor! Come back! Alice! Don't leave me! Please!
Ark turns and rests her back on the door. She sinks down until she is sitting and rests her bloody, broken hands in her lap. She can do nothing but watch as the mist starts to reform around her. It's just like before. Just like Verdia Prime when he collapsed the tunnels to stop those things from reaching the lander. If just one of those things had made it on board, that'd be it. Everyone. Everything dead. It was the right choice. He had to do it. Trade the few for the many.
Trade the few for yourself.
I had to do it. I had to.
He's not sure how it is that he finds the overrides for the station's power, but he does. It's like he knows where to go. Like he's been here before.
I was maintenance before.
It's hard to see what he's doing, what with all the blood in his eyes. Throwing the levers opens up the burns on his hands. He leaves bloody prints behind.
No. No!
The array is functional. It sings.
I just have to make it to the array. Send the signal. Someone will hear it. Someone will answer.
The light will lead to refuge.
Halitz runs back through the mirror chamber, past a thousand reflections that watch him with dirty glass eyes, past Kosh, lying in a wide circle of blood. He climbs and runs and crawls back up through the engineering levels. All the while, those things follow, getting closer.
No! No! Not like this!
The door to the communications chamber is stuck open. Halitz grabs it and starts to pull it closed. He sees them coming, eyes black like sump pits, clawed hands, open maws. Halitz staggers over to the communications array. The display at the base is flashing green.
Signal boost. 100%.
He activates the array.
This is Refuge Station. Broadcasting on all long-range channels. Requesting immediate assistance. Can anyone hear me? This is Refuge Station. Help! I need help!
Refuge Station, this is Patrol Vessel Day. you? What is the situation?
Halitz should tell them about those things. About the mirrors. About Kosh and her dead crew. He should tell them about the shadow that took the navigator that he only half remembers. But he doesn't. The words happen of their own accord. He can't help but say it.
Receiving, Invicta. The station has suffered damage due to a solar storm. We need assistance with repairs.
Understood, Refuge. Send over coordinates. We'll make our way to you.
Coordinates to follow. It's easy to lose yourself in the nebula. Do not stray from the path I give you.
Coordinates received. Just sit tight. We will be with you shortly.
That's it.
He sits down heavily on the floor of the communications chamber, with his back against the array. The clawing at the door has stopped. Those things are gone, for now. They'll be back. But it doesn't matter, because the Invicta will be here soon, and he'll have it. The way out.
I do not see the reason for laughter.
Of course, you don't.